Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror. So complete when you're walking out on the street.
WMFO, Medford, 10:05 in the morning. How you doing? Mike here, still here. We'll be here till 10 a.m. and going downstairs shortly, right after I talk to you, to bring Frank and Gary upstairs so we can bring them into fabulous Studio A and talk to you. But before I do that, let me be polite, right? And I'll tell you what I played, because, you know. Started off the set there with special guests, brand new from them. It's from a forthcoming record called Uncivilization. That was Spring Break. Just after that was a classic from Elton John, from the Elton John record. I think that was back in 1968, I think. Take Me to the Pilot. Bad Marriage, wonderful local noise from Bad Marriage. That was Model Citizen, came out back in 2017. I was going to say 1917. Yes, because... Oh, sorry. A really good cover after that of The Killing Moon from the Magpie Salute. That was nice. That was cool. Brand new, actually. That could be new noise one of these days. And John Cougar Mellencamp along with... All right, let's see if I can do this. Along with Michel Degicello. You know, it doesn't even list it on here, and I can't say it, but you all remember that track, don't you? Get this. For the release on the database here, it says the release was called Wild Night, and it was on cassette. That's what it says on here. So that was pretty cool. Makes me feel old. But really lovely to hear that. All right. So like I said, I'm going to get down and get those guys. I'm going to start off a new set and run downstairs with something from a band called Wallows. A new record called Nothing Happens. This is called I'm Full. I can relate. All right. It's WMFO New Noise. Enjoy, everybody.
Hit me once again. Then I'm screaming at my friends cause I'm at it again. Tell me something, tell me what you like. Don't remind me that there's no one inside there. You're my only friend. You're at it again. When I'm screaming in my head, when I've got nowhere to go, then I'm falling into bed on a high chemical load. And I know I'm bound to lose when I feel the need to use why I'm full.
Morning, everybody. It's 10:13 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. Let me tell you what we just played. Played a couple of tracks just while I huffed it downstairs to get my guests. All right, so played a new noise from a band called Wallows. Brand new album called Nothing Happens. That's called I'm Full. I'm sure I'll be saying that a little later when we do our post-radio lunch. Because I, end of mine. Ramones after that, of course, from End of the Century. That was Rock and Roll High School. Many of us probably attended Rock and Roll High School. I don't know. Hey, Gary and Frank, did you attend Rock and Roll High School? I think you probably did.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
Certainly, yes.
And do you want to give up what year that was when you attended Rock and Roll High School?
Oh, God.
Well, for me, I have to tell you, that was probably back in the mid to late 60s when I started.
All right. All right, I'm 80s and...
Mine was the late 60s into the 70s, early okay. 75 when I started attending Rock and Roll High School, yeah.
You know, I have to tell you, it doesn't matter when you went to high school. High school is high school, right? Everybody just starts out as a freshman and scared, and then you sort of somehow find yourself.
Yes.
So you guys both found yourself somehow and moved towards music and all of that. And Gary, let me start with you, because your career really has been, just say something.
Well, my career.
That voice. That's what I wanted to say.
The voice,
so you're
yes.
a singer.
I am.
How long did you do that? I know you still do it a little bit once in a while.
I do it still now. It's been upwards of 40 years.
And you sing alto soprano, right?
Yes, can't you tell?
Yes, I can. Beautiful bass, doo-wop kind of stuff?
Yes.
Yeah?
Gospel. One of my favorite artists it was Nick Val, and he was the premier bass singer for the group The Plainsmen back in the day. And people think my voice is low. I believe this man can get lower than I could ever do.
I just don't believe that. Although, you're staring right at me, so you seem sincere. Really, how does it get lower than that?
Well, when he goes like this.
Did you have formal training? Because you had the voice. You were born with it.
No, I didn't have formal training, but I did get scared away once, and somebody said, you shouldn't be singing. So for 20-something years, I wouldn't sing in public again. And then got back into it, and everything just took off from there.
Really?
Yes.
And how many years, including now, have you been doing that?
Up till now, probably would say about 35, 40 years.
Been okay.
In different realms and stuff within the music and singing and whatnot.
That's substantial, 35, 40 years.
Our band, we just finally retired out. We were together 30 years back in Rhode Island, the Calamari Brothers. Our premier wedding band is that. We, every Friday and Saturday, the same clubs, we'd be there every week. So it was good. It was a nice run.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
yeah.
And you have a new kind of thing that you're doing that we'll talk about in a second. But first, I want to say hi to Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank Walsh. How are you, Michael? Thanks for having me on today.
You're very welcome, Frank Walsh. You also have sort of, you've gone into the broadcast industry, we know. You've got two award-winning TV shows.
Correct.
But you share Frank and mine and everybody's listening love of music. Did that
Absolutely.
Start for you in high school?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I grew up in Boston, right not far from Kenmore Square in downtown Boston. So I was walking distance to a lot of the clubs.
Ah.
And back then, you know, they were all the rage around Kenmore Square. And there were quite a few festivals. And I think I really cut my teeth back in the mid to late 60s in Cambridge, because they used to have concerts on the Common every Sunday in Cambridge.
Yep.
And I remember, believe it or not, I mean, I remember going to see Dylan and Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell and Richie Havens.
That's so crazy.
I mean, you name it, they were playing there. And after they would perform, you could go into the coffee shops and you'd see, you know, Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell sitting there having a cup of coffee.
I'm so sorry that doesn't happen anymore.
No more. And you know, I remember going back to, you know, Orpheus and Ultimate Spinach, Ides of the Beacon Street Union, all of these local classic bands were just everywhere. And then it started to elevate. James Montgomery, who's a good friend of mine,
sure.
he hit the scene back in, you know, the late 60s, early 70s. And then the Rathskeller in Kenmore Square, which is the legendary Rathskeller, and anybody who was anybody was there. So, you know, I grew up from there. And then, you know, I started to get a little older, into high school, into college, and then started going into the Newport Jazz Festival. And so I would hit that every year. I mean, I'm also a Woodstock baby. So I pretty much came up through the evolution of music, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and where we are now.
Cool. And when and how did you sort of transition to the before the microphone, in front of the microphone?
Well, you know, it started about 6 years ago. A friend of mine who lives in Stoughton, he and I are very avid sports fans, and I was very active in the sports scene. So my friend said, he said, hey, you know, I saw this little ad in the newspaper to start a sports show. And so we went to the Stoughton Media Access cable company, local cable, and we said we wanted to do a sports show, and they said, go ahead. So they taught us how to use the equipment. We developed a sports show, and we've been doing it for the last 6.5 years, and we are on our, I think we're on our 305th show right now.
Wow. And that, of course, is called Sports Rap.
That's Sports Rap, yeah.
And people can subscribe to that on YouTube?
Yeah, they can go on to, all they have to do is look up Sports Rap on YouTube, or they can go to Stoughton Media Access Television. And then from there, a few years after that, you know, I was always very much into music. And one of my friends said, he goes, hey, you know, you're into music. You know, you do a sports show. Why don't you do a music show? So I said, why not?
Uh-huh.
So I...
Is that a direct quote?
Pretty much.
I'm just wondering. Yeah.
That's a technical term.
Yeah.
So, you know, I grabbed a buddy of mine who happened to be a guitarist, and we started just doing this little, very casual, very informal music show. We'd talk a lot about music. He'd play the guitar for a little while, and then we'd do that. And then from there, it just started to escalate, because I'm so active in the music scene. I would go out and ask a lot of my friends to appear on the show. And at first, it was kind of like grab them by the ankles and bring them in and all of that. And
well, that seems a bit much.
It's elevated to the point now where, you know, I get requests from all over the country for people to come on. And, you know, we've won some awards, and I've had some famous local international people. You know, James Montgomery, we mentioned.
Yeah,
I had Willie Laws, Tony Lynn Washington, Cheryl Lorena, even nationally, Johnny Bergen, Sugar Ray. I've had so many great people, and I'm so blessed to have so many good friends.
And it's so much fun to do.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
And I hope
it's a little different being on this side of the microphone. Mm-hmm. I'm usually in your seat.
Well, hopefully I'll make it a good experience for you.
It's great.
All right. Well, cool. So, and then Gary, you know, you and Frank, I don't know if it was you or him. Let us know who really got the idea for the great idea for the Facebook group called Sharing Our Local Music Through Radio East to West Across the U.S. Such a great idea. That was you.
Thank you. Yes, it was me.
Yeah.
I'm tied up with a company, Hellraiser Nation, out of California, and we have some very big prominent bands out there. So my first into the radio was one of our members is a disc jockey for Ozcat Radio out in Vallejo. And we talked about it, and I was finally able to win. You came on board with me the first day.
Guilty as charged.
Had six different DJs that were willing to give it a shot. And from that point on, it was like, here comes all the musicians in this. And
it's grown crazy.
Yes.
How many members now?
Members, we have about 525 active members.
Yep.
As far as bands that we play accessible, are upwards over 1,002 plus in all different areas and demographic. And
it's such a great idea, I got to say, because, you know, there's all this quote-unquote local music everywhere, but it's local to that area.
Yes.
And we would never get to hear this great stuff, but today we're going to change all that.
We're going to try to change it. Of course, there is a lot of East Coast, but we do have now, within probably about the last past 6 months, we've added international stations as well. And we're trying to share European music to America, America there, and vice versa, Boston music to California, North Carolina, Iowa, the different stations crossing each other.
Neat.
And send their people that play local to the other station.
So is there going to be a name change of the group? U.S. and the world, or what are you going to
do? I could.
It's a dilemma.
It's a question. But when I speak with people and stuff that I have good friends like AJ Watchell, and he handed me 100-some-odd CDs. So the first thing I do is reach out to the artist first to obtain their okay and permission and become a Facebook friend. If they're interested, then we'll go. I could, but I just let people know. Now we're international as well, and with different stations airplaying each other and so forth, there are many new different stations that have come to play within a different station. So the numbers have grown upwards of almost 25 stations now around the world.
Oh yeah, I mean it's not exponential growth yet, but it's getting there. It's fast. Yeah.
This was quick. It's only been a little bit over 2 years, two and a half years. Yeah,
right.
I love doing it. Frank takes care of my South Shore end because he's more up this way. And
this is radio. People can't see what you're doing.
I'm in Rhode Island. It's so Connecticut. This one, that one. I'm down the lower zones, and we've collaborated many, many, many friendships.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so I think what it is, you know, with Larry and I. Gary and I got together, I think one of the things that really, you know, makes me feel warm and fuzzy about that is that, first of all, we have a great relationship, and then, you know, we introduce each other to a lot of different bands and a different lot of people, and as a consequence to that, many of the people whom we meet are people who are introduced on our show or Gary introduces through the website. They've joined. Yeah. And many of these people have gotten gigs, they've formed friendships, they've formed collaborations, and it's warm and fuzzy that all of these people connect, and it all started with Gary. And I have to say on the record that what I do and what we do is nonprofit. We don't make any money on this. We do it for the love of music and the love of friendship, and our reward is being on the radio like this. These are our rewards and the people who we meet.
Well, that's the social and social media, isn't it?
Amen.
It really, and there's not enough of that.
It's true.
Amen.
Yes.
Not enough of that.
Oh.
All right, so what we're going to do for everybody is we're going to do 2 5-song sets, and you were nice enough to bring a whole bunch of CDs. This is one of them, just proving it.
Yes,
and this is a gentleman named John Juxo.
John Juxo out of Rhode Island, yes.
And you wanted to start us off with a song called Let's Get Naked.
And Break Things.
And Break Things.
Yes,
So this is
jump right into it, you know. Why wait? Because we can slow things down later. You know?
All right. Well, this is going to be followed by more songs.
Yes, it's a very cool mix of, and a lot of local artists and some from out west California. So I tried to bring in different people from areas.
All right.
And let people know what's going to be happening.
So hopefully when I push this little red button, we're going to hear John Juxo and 4 more songs. And then we'll come back and talk about him and play 5 more. What do you think?
That sounds like a plan.
Let's do it. WMFO playing music from all over the U.S. here. Courtesy of Gary and Frank here at WMFO, Medford.
But I think we're all just thinking about take your heart. Oh, Johnny Juxo, I'll never break your
in the sand. Ocean waves kiss the shore like a dream that never ends. There's a song in the wind, it's calling soft and low. I didn't know it was your time to go. So spread your wings and fly away, 'cause I know someday I'll see you. My little bird, watch the flames of a fire fight the winter winds, and blow the snow like clouds. Will it ever end? I'll hear that same song calling out your name. When I see you again, will you still look the same? Spread your wings and fly away, 'cause I know someday I'll see you again, my little bird.
can this evening train be gone? I can see the green grass, Lord, upon yonder hill. But baby, I ain't seen the green of a dollar bill. So long, so long, so long.
this is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO. Method.
To our American garden, sow the seed.
WMFO, Medford, how you doing? Mike on the mic, 10:49 in the morning. Boy, we took a long time playing those songs. Huh, Gary? Huh, Frank? We did.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Let me go through them quickly. We just heard Tom Guerra from the American Garden CD. That was the title track. Bro Carey and the Hoptones from Overly Influenced CD. That was Leland, Mississippi Blues. Leroy Carr just before that with How Long.
Well, that was... That was, Mike, not to interrupt, Roger Cerisi and the Loaded Dice Holsters.
That's the name of the CD I have here.
Yeah, that's the band, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the song was by...
Oh, maybe Leroy wrote it, I don't
yes.
know. Oh, all right. Yes. Billy Walton Band, just before that, giving everybody their due. Billy Walton Band, Soul of a Man was the CD, My Little Bird, and John Juxo, just before that, with, of course, Let's Get Naked and Break Things. We didn't listen, by the way. So we want to. We had a friend of yours leave a comment on there about something happening August 4th.
Yeah, a friend, Greg Miller, sent in a message and said to talk about a little event that we're having. So I want to give a shout out for Greg Miller and to Harn Snyder, because we are planning a concert event on August 4th. We're still in the formative stages, but we've got a lot of good things going on. We have a couple of really big names on board already, and we're trying to organize a really nice event that's going to encompass all of our friends around the South Shore and the North Shore and people down from Rhode Island. So stay tuned for that. Good things are going to be coming.
Very, very, very good. Okay, so we are going to try and squeeze in about three more tracks from these folks that are all over the country, local music from all over the country. Going to start with Neil and the Vipers from a CD called One Drunken Kiss. This is Not One to Complain. It's WMFO, Medford.
Just put another loser on my
WMFO Medford. I just turned on four microphones with my left hand.
That
can you imagine
amazing.
What I could do if I did both hands? I'm amazing.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we're back. All right. That's the sound of Sue. We'll be back to you in just a second. I want to thank you, Frank, Gary. Thank you so much. We just heard Neil and the Vipers from One Drunken Kiss Was Not One to Complain. That was just awesome, as was Bart Bryant Band from the Desperate Man EP. That's the title track. Jeez, that's great stuff. Will you guys come back?
Absolutely. The time flies.
That was just. It does fly. Time is our enemy, as I always say. And
exactly.
You do, too.
Exactly. Well, right. We certainly want to thank you for having us on. It's
You're
been
so
a great,
welcome.
Great experience.
You're so welcome, and we'll definitely do it again.
Absolutely.
All right. So it's just about 11 a.m. on a Saturday, so you know what that means. It must be time for something about the women.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Who's here today? Oh, it's you,
it's
Sue.
Me. It's Sue. Can
it's
you
so
hear me?
Yes. I can.
Okay,
yeah, this is why I say I hate that mic. Yeah.